T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gov, you're going to be getting a Bob Quinn app on your phone soon.
I think the boys tomorrow were having their birthday party after they play football games. Connor's birthday is actually tomorrow. Sam's was Monday. I think I'm going to try to get a 11th hour Bob Quinn pinata.
Well, speaking of Connor, you are celebrating his birthday.
I hate Bob Quinn.
You're celebrating Connor's birthday Sunday at Ford Field, not just because you want to see the Lions play, but more importantly, your son and probably you want to see Lamar Jackson in person.
Yeah, this is all for him, first and foremost.
Right.
Like I've said previously, one of my biggest complaints about the whole COVID thing that I went through just personally was that I was not allowed to take him to a Lions game last year when he truly became a football fan and wanted to go. And it just bothers me that he was robbed of that. I wanted to take him to see Brady, and I wanted to take him to see Breeze. Well, we may still get to see Brady, but we won't get to see Breeze. So, you know, this is an opportunity. I want him to say that I saw Lamar Jackson play. He likes Lamar Jackson a lot. Mahomes is his favorite.
Right.
And I do someday want to take him to Arrowhead, which it's going to be a surprise. But
great.
Once he maybe appreciates barbecue a little bit more, because then you soak it all in, you know. KC barbecue is the best. But no, this is a must-see, and I don't do this often, Stoney. You know me.
I know.
I'm a team guy. I'm not an individual guy. I like to go see teams, good teams play, not necessarily a star athlete. But I think Lamar Jackson is one of the most must-see athletes in sports right now.
No doubt about it. And that's we had that in our prep today. And he, especially because of the way the schedule is, there's a possibility that this could be the only time he ever plays at Ford Field. Possibility, not saying it's definite, because the next time the Ravens will be here would probably be like 7 years, right? Possibly.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm really fractured on whether the Ravens should, you know, commit to him long term.
I know.
But I think I really admire him from afar, because he has battled and battled and battled to get to where he is. And the resolve he has in trying to become a franchise quarterback, he's just not the best of passers in the world, but it's his athleticism.
Look, it's obviously different because, you know, compare him to Brady, because Brady was drafted in the sixth round, but Lamar Jackson was the last quarterback in that class drafted in the first round. There were a lot of people who said there's no way he could play quarterback in this league. Baltimore took a chance. If you want to say taking a chance on a late first round pick is actually a chance, but I think it is. And they've, you know, their offense runs through him. And, you know, it could even be better if they, you know, did other offensive schemes, because they're kind of predictable at times. But he is so electric. He's fun to watch. And especially, like, you know, for young kids, he is must see television, must see in person if he comes to town. So 248-539-9797. Who else in sports, whether you're an adult or you want to take your kid, is must see in person right now in sports? I remember when the Chiefs were in town a couple years ago with the greatest loss in Lions history. you know, my daughter's a huge Mahomes fan, so we went to that game, and it was a lot of fun watching him play. He's another one. But it's not just football. Who else in sports? You know, look, I understand for a lot of people, money's tight. Do you have to see when he comes to your town? And the first one I came up with, besides obviously Lamar Jackson or even Mahomes, is somebody who was in town this year, Otani. I mean, I think because of the uniqueness of what he has been able to do this year with the bat, with pitching, and, you know, we got to see him do both here this season. I think he is must-see in person.
And when he plays the Tigers, you can almost guarantee he's going to hit a home run.
Yeah, that's true.
He was very good at doing that. Otani is on the list for me, and really it's the – the Angels, and I know Mike Trout isn't able to play this year, but he's a guy that I would love to see play in person. Just, I think, one of the greatest baseball players ever. And to be able to have that 1-2 of Ohtani and Trout would be a must-see for me. On the basketball side of things, after what I saw this year from Kevin Durant, and especially what I saw in the Olympics from Kevin Durant, if I get a chance to see them, if Brooklyn comes to town,
they do,
I would love to be able to see him play in person. And I know that, you know, some people will say, well, Steph Curry or some other more electrifying players.
Right, like Giannis maybe.
Trae Young.
Yes.
I think there's a lot of guys that you could say, yeah, I want to go see those guys. But Kevin Durant, I think, is as good as they get right now with what he can do in generating his own shot, in knocking down big shots, in, you know, driving. I just want to see him play.
Yeah,
I think NBA is the easiest one because it's such an individual sport, you know. I think Luka right now is definite. Like, you got to see him play at some point in
right.
his career.
Especially those teams like Lamar Jackson's one of them, Luka's. Luka only comes in once a year. So it's not like you can have multiple opportunities. So you really want to see him. There's one guy that I wrote down that I'm not going to mention because somebody has it on the ticket text. So I'm going to, and it's Connor McDavid. And that's another guy with Edmonton. They only come in once a season. Last year, because of COVID, they didn't come in at all. I mean, one year he came in, Edmonton came in, he was hurt. Not necessarily that he is arguably the best player in the NHL. He's just so different because of his speed. He's just so much fun to watch. I mean, for me, it used to be just Ovechkin because Ovechkin does everything.
I still think he is. Yeah. Man.
I mean, you know, he's going to either this year.
I think he's like Brady where you go see him while you can.
Yes. And you know what? Yeah. Either this year or next year, he's going to go into third place, I believe, for goals scored, right?
Yeah.
You
mentioned McDavid. I think McDavid is better than Crosby ever was. And I think Crosby was flaunted a little bit more as the next savior. I personally think McDavid's more skilled.
Well, they're different because Crosby at least will check a little bit. McDavid,
yeah.
You know,
I mean, with all due respect, as much as it's hard to say to compliment Sidney Crosby because
right,
I hate him, is that he has somewhat altered his game, kind of like Yzerman
did
to win.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. Here we go on the ticket text. Like I said, Connor McDavid, a must see. Must see Ovechkin in person. Monster. My friends and I bought tickets to see Cade Cunningham. I believe he's must-see TV. Yeah, but you're going to have a lot of opportunities to see him. I don't know how dazzling he's going to be right away, but still, that's a good one.
If you want to buy a ticket, they play the Thunder or the Rockets on December 18th at noon on a Saturday. So when Jalen Green...
Oh, that's going to be an unbelievable...
And guess what that also is? It's the first time LCA is hosting both teams in the same day. The Wings play at 8 o'clock that night.
Who do they play? Who do the Wings play?
They play the Devils. So unless Jack Hughes catches fire.
Yeah, exactly. MacKinnon and McDavid, must see. Fedorov and Datsyuk were nasty to watch live. You're right. If you lived in a different city, you know, and Datsyuk and Fedorov came to town, that was almost must-see TV. Must-see, right?
In person, must-see.
In person. Must-see is Derrick Henry and Justin Herbert.
You know what? I had Derrick Henry on my list because he's such a freak in his size, in his speed, and you're just hoping when you go and see him that he just picks up a defensive back and tosses him to the side.
You know what, too? And I watched quite a bit of that Charger-Cowboy game,
mm-hmm.
and I know Herbert, he had a great rookie year, and he's getting the accolades, but my goodness, man, if you have not watched him play, like – an entire game, the amount of command that he already has of the offense and the dictating at the line, it looks like a young Peyton Manning.
Yes.
Well, he had a great coach last year, his quarterback coach, Pep Hamilton, right?
Yes.
Jed Fish.
I'll give you one more. I'll tell you what, why don't you go on the ticket text before I don't want to steal anybody's thunder.
All right, here we go. Steph Curry, definitely must-see athlete right now. The guy just hits incredible shots. The last time he played here, I went to the game, and I remember his first shot of the game was like a half-court bomb from the logo. And somebody else says, Fedorov and Crosby, we absolutely must-see in person. What was even more amazing than what they did with the puck is being able to see what they did away from the puck to create things.
Mm-hmm.
That was the beauty of Gretzky. you know, the eyes in the back of the head, the way he was able to see space and do things and see people that, you know, people with normal vision wouldn't be able to see. He was, Gretzky's like an alien in a weird way, you know?
Yes.
Go ahead, John.
The other one I was going to say, and you know, just guys that are freak athletes, DK Metcalf. You know, a guy that is as big as he is, and he's not even the leading receiver for Seattle, but he is a guy that at any moment could do something that no one else could possibly do. That's what you're hoping to see.
That's excellent, John. That's a great one, because what you just said about seeing something you've never seen, what he did last year with Buda Baker is just...
Oh. It was unbelievable. And how many times do we see that on replay?
I know.
And anybody that was there, they right now are saying, I every time that highlight comes on, they're saying, I was there, I saw it in person, and it was even better in person. That's the type of thing that you want to be able to say you saw.
Our telephone number 248-539-9797. That's also the ticket text. You know who else is must see in person? I don't know if I don't think they're coming in here next year. And he got hurt a little bit this year, and they weren't scheduled to play here this year either. Jacob DeGrom. God, that guy is unfreaking believable. Yep. Mm-hmm. If the Mets were in town and he was scheduled to pitch, that's a walk-up gate, if you ask me. I mean, granted, your team probably won't get any, you know, runs, but man, that he's an anomaly.
That's a good one too, Stoney. Thinking outside, you forget about him.
Yeah, especially because he's hurt all the time.
By the way,
yeah.
Maybe for another day, because I've been saying that little things that bother you in life.
Oh, you're coming to my side of the fence now, huh?
Why is his last name a lowercase d?
Because I believe in... I believe in...
that is...
it bothers me.
In some Scandinavian countries, I believe that's kind of...
Oh, my goodness.
Like he's probably like... Dutch descent, and I believe that happens in the Netherlands quite frequently.
I just don't recall any other athlete's name being like, isn't Syndergaard Scandinavian?
I don't know.
It should be.
I don't know. Jordan in the car says, back in the day, it was George Brett. Every time the Royals came to town, I was begging to go.
Yes. That's another, that's awesome one.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Must-see player is Tom, and that's it. Tiny Teddy Dancing Jansen. Tiny Teddy Dance. That's for Tiny Teddy Dancing Jansen. Luca for sure. Here's another one. Austin Matthews. But the fact he plays for the Leafs just bothers me. But anyway, Colorado Avalanche defenseman Cale Makar. Right? Kid's a freak. He's very good. That whole team. Yeah. It's amazing that they lost in the playoffs. I mean, with McKinnon and him. And
they got to learn how to win.
I know. It takes time. Mm-hmm. I mean, Joe Sakic has assembled an amazing team there in Colorado. That's for damn sure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.